loud. Right as I start talking, the fucking cat thing goes off. Now that's timing, Colin.
Change when that comes up.
That's how we do it. Nope. No, sir. Not going to change that. Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast.
I just want to get in and talk to you about abortion today.
Okay, let's go. Are you rethinking some fucking life decisions at this moment?
No, I'm super excited about that.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
No. Not at all.
Let's talk about abortion and why I should have had one.
Something weird happens when you, are on that path, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, babies sound like a good idea. I can't explain it.
Neither can I, because that sounds like a terrible idea.
So, just be careful there. Don't knock anybody up, because...
Well, I'm a big pro-abortion guy. I'm kind of a mandatory abortion guy. I'm an anti-life...
mandatory abortion? So, there's a video I saw, and it's these fucking old ladies out there, like, choose adoption, not abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty innocuous.
Right.
And this guy comes up, and he's like, I'm going to get him right here. I'm going to get him. Watch this, guys.
He's going to school these ladies.
How many of you, have you adopted any children? Have you adopted any children? I'm like, you dipshit. They're saying, as an alternative to abortion,
yeah,
maybe try putting a kid up for adoption.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. They're not saying, like, everybody should adopt kids.
Yeah.
You dopey fuck. What they're saying is they didn't kill their kids. They fucking let their pregnancies go to term. What the fuck?
I think they're the villains.
The logical foul at like...
putting more people on this planet is
fine.
Evil.
That's whatever. But like everyone's like, yeah, you dumb bitches. Fucking do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yeah,
like that's not what that...
That's not what they're saying at all.
You fucking totally miss it. So I went in and started commenting. And I was like, look... You know, you could do all the mental gymnastics you want, but you're murdering babies. Just say, call it murdering babies.
It is, yeah.
And, okay, fine. It's not really murdering, but it is killing.
Yeah.
Because it's not technically illegal.
Is that what makes murder is legality?
Yes.
Oh, so Kyle Rittenhouse didn't murder anyone?
No.
Okay.
Right. So, but when you say stuff like that, people automatically make assumptions about what you think.
All right.
And this fucking, it just fucking went on. People like, you fucking dummy. It's not murder. It's not a person. I'm like,
literally is.
You can jump around hoops and stuff, but
it's like literally a person.
All you're doing is fucking trying to redefine it so you don't feel bad about it.
Hmm.
Just say you fucking like doing it, and who cares?
It's like this new fat as fit movement.
Yes.
Like they put this, plus size model on the cover of like InShape magazine or some fucking like, I don't know, some fitness magazine. And it's like the future of fitness. I'm like, well,
right.
Look, I appreciate body positivity and accepting.
It's fine. You
people,
should accept who you are for what you are.
But let's not call it fitness to make you feel better. Don't lie about it.
Right. Exactly. Well, this one guy, my opinion, he fucking comes on. He's like, you fucking, so you love child abuse because of foster homes abuse numbers? I'm like, I mean, you're... Okay, first of all I did was offer...
You should have asked him...
A possible explanation for what these ladies were trying to say.
No. Here's the response, Colin. Oh, so we should kill all the kids in foster homes so they avoid abuse? That's their solution.
Apparently.
To murder all those children... To get them away from the abuse.
But I was like, I gave an opinion and you stated an absolute about what I think, even though you have no fucking clue what I think. He's like, my opinion is that you support child abuse and you want more children in danger. And I said, you don't even know my stance on abortion. Bet you'll feel silly when you find out I wish you were aborted. fuck, dude.
What an asshole.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people, man? It's one of those topics I'll never, that, you know, the whole trans thing. I'll never be able to wrap my head around the fucking.
Look. I'm very pro murdering babies, but let's just pretend, not pretend
it. Call it for what it is.
It is what it is.
You're killing fucking, you're killing
literally
a human.
Killing a human
just
being.
Just because the human's not out and walking around, you know where that's going to
look.
Go.
Here's how you know it's killing a human being. If a pregnant woman is murdered, it's double homicide.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep.
Why is that a person all of a sudden?
That's different.
Oh.
The baby didn't have a choice. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking dumb. And the jumps to conclusions people.
All right, what if we do this? Because the whole movement's about women's body autonomy, right?
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they pretend. It's really just because people don't want to have any responsibility for their own actions. What if we only make it illegal to abort girl babies? So those girl babies have bodily autonomy. Like, the boy babies, fuck them. Murder all the boy babies. Just get rid of... As a matter of fact, we're going to implement mandatory boy baby abortion. We're only going to breed... Look, this will also solve a bunch of other problems, like women's inclusion in business and STEM, because it'll be all that's left.
Yeah, but there won't be any businesses or any of that.
So that's okay. We'll be dead by then.
It's all going to collapse.
Look, we'll all be dead by then. Women can inherit the world and we'll all be dead and it'll be fine.
Okay.
It'll be like Why the Last Man. That's a comic book.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's the last man on earth. So he just goes around banging.
Nice. That's like a...
Yeah.
Sounds like a good comic.
I assume that's what it's about. I've never actually read it.
Okay.
But I mean, he's the last man on earth. I assume there's just like a bunch of Amazonian tribes kidnapping him for his seed to reproduce.
Gotcha.
That's my guess.
That's going to lead to fucking inbreeding real soon. Well, I guess it couldn't because they'd have to find another man.
Right.
Unless they keep getting impregnated by the same guy.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years later, oh, going to use Bob again.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Eh, what are you going to do? He's the last man.
I guess.
That's how society started. You're fucking Catholic. You believe that's how we all started anyway. It was one dude banging all his kids.
That's weird.
Was one dude banging his own ribs, and then all of the kids he made by banging his own ribs.
Yeah. Look, man, the Old Testament, that's Jew stuff. we don't really believe that.
That's fair. Oh, shit. Yeah.
There was another person who, like, made the conclusion that I think, because somebody was like, whoa, what about after the kid's born,
yeah,
and they kill themselves, how do you feel about that? I'm like, I don't even know how that applies.
Yeah,
like, that's a personal choice. And then somebody fucking came through and was like, so you're saying miscarriages are a choice? What the fuck? Like,
yes,
people on the internet, Trevor.
I'm saying yes,
people on the internet.
That's the baby's choice to get away from that shitty mom.
Oh my god,
that was mean. That was really, I feel bad about that.
You know you don't.
I do.
Feel bad about things.
I feel a little bad about that. I know people who've dealt with miscarriages. It's an unpleasant thing.
It's pretty awful. It sucks.
It's part of why my stance on abortion is you're a fucking idiot, is because I've seen a lot of people deal with miscarriages. I'm like, no, that was their baby. You fucking monsters.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. Abortion does a lot of fucking nasty shit in people's heads.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think most people are prepared.
How could you be?
You have a chemical bond with that child before it's even out.
Yeah. There's no fucking way to mentally prepare for the loss you're going to sustain there.
Right.
It's fucked. It's tragic. Like, I understand why that's a decision some people have to make.
Yeah.
But pretending like it's not the decision you're making, I don't think helps anybody.
No, it doesn't. It's like hiding a stigma.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely, you know, a mental health stigma attached to that, and you're just fucking sweeping it under the rug.
Right.
In order to...
So we haven't recorded in a month, and this is what I come back to?
This is what you come back
to. Jesus Christ. So we're done now, right?
Nope. This is
the end of this fucking show.
We're continuing.
What are we doing?
You got to go to at least 300 now that you had that idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Because...
Well, Colin...
That sounds fun.
I watched some movies.
Did you?
While I was... Fuck. Jesus. What are we doing? You watched Peacemaker?
I haven't yet. I will. John Cena.
Fucking hilarious.
I mean, he's the only part of the Suicide Squad movie that wasn't intolerable for the most part.
I liked that movie.
It was fucking, the first 20 minutes of it, like, haha, fun, but then it just got dumb.
Oh.
It was, it.
Man, I loved it. Ugh. But also, I'm a comic book fan, so just seeing Starro the Conqueror was fucking awesome.
I fucking, like, I was checked out after, like, half an hour, maybe 45
minutes. I mean, the scene where fucking John Cena and your man crush were just having a murder off.
That was great. That was about the end of it for me. Right. A little bit after that.
Hmm. It's just, you just hate fun. I get it.
It's not that.
No, you hate fun.
It just wasn't a great movie.
It was a pretty good movie, though.
It wasn't.
You'll like Peacemaker a lot, I think, I'm though. Sure. Because it's just John Cena really leaning all the way into being a scumbag.
That's awesome. It sounds good.
He's that character, but that character's like, he's like an, he doesn't realize that he's just a huge piece of shit. Like, he genuinely believes he's a superhero, but he's like just sexist as fuck. Like, he's straight out of the 80s.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny, man.
Perfect.
And his dad is a fucking white nationalist, but he just refuses to accept it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start watching it.
Oh, man.
It looks pretty fucking good. I've been watching old British television for because.
I'm sorry.
And now there's I have this subscription, this streaming service called Acorn.
Yeah.
It's just British shows.
Got it.
There's some good shit on there. But there was this, I saw this show called Lovejoy pop up on there.
Okay.
And I remember my parents watching Lovejoy when I was a kid. It's about a guy who's like an antique dealer, and he's just he's a very good antique dealer, but he's always getting into shenanigans and, you know, skirting the law. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun show.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. I like it.
I bet it's very boring.
It's honestly, it's
like
not as...
all British shows that aren't called Monty Python.
You would think it was, but it's pretty fun. I do enjoy it.
Oh, this is a 13th century dagger dynasty. Pip, pip.
It's way more silly and dramatic and witty.
All right.
It's good. Good show. Great music. Guy's got an awesome mullet.
All right.
That's my profile picture.
I think I watched other shit, but then I had COVID and I can't remember most of the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that happens.
Just kind of one whole week disappeared as I slept through it.
Yeah, so we had a holiday.
Yeah.
Two holidays, which we didn't really, we were just like, it's like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you got AIDS.
Yeah.
And then had AIDS for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It felt like.
It was a while.
Yeah.
The first week was real bad.
You must have got the old fucking strain.
No, I 100% got, what's it called? Omicron. Yeah. Because I didn't have any of the lung shit. I didn't have any of the taste shit. I didn't have any of that. It was just a really, really bad head cold. It just put me to sleep for fucking 5 days.
Hmm. Weird.
I actually got a fever, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. I haven't had a fever in years.
No, they suck.
That was not pleasant.
No.
Bro.
Going to bed, freezing, waking up, sweating your ass off, and then freezing again.
At one point, like, I was just so sore in every muscle in my body that I just went and slept on my hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, the bed is too soft. The couch is too, everything's too soft. So I just went and fucking, not even a pillow. I just went and laid down on the floor and slept like that for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was the only thing that would help my muscles not fucking hurt. That sucked.
Yeah. Aw, did Gus cuddle with you?
Sometimes, yeah. I think I gave it to him. He was sneezing.
Aw, poor kitty cat.
Yeah. But we're all better now.
I don't think my dog ever got the vid from us.
I'm all back to my normal sinus problems now.
Right. So. We had it over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The kid wasn't home. And she got it. She got it too, like right around the same time you did.
Right.
Maybe the week before. I can't remember. She was sick. She had like a fever for like 2 days and then was done.
Yeah.
She was fucking better.
Well, kids, man, they just
kick
the shit out of it because they're children.
No, we need to juice them up with stuff. It makes no sense because she was juiced up with stuff.
Yeah,
so still gets it and still spreads it to people.
I had all my vaccines.
I'm like, I don't.
And then somebody's like, well, did you get the booster? I'm like, I'm not eligible for the booster. Like, everybody's eligible for it. I'm like, bro, you can't just walk in the day after you get your shots and get a booster the next day. That's not how it works.
Right.
Well, no, you got to wait. Exactly. I wasn't eligible. Everybody's eligible. I'm like, all right, you're a fucking retard. I'm not going to sit here and explain to you that you have to wait 6 months to get a booster, yeah, you dumb shit, since you're too fucking dumb to figure it out.
And, you know, maybe it did reduce severity of symptoms.
Maybe.
But that's the only selling point they can give it.
April didn't get it as bad as I did. And she, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
So, who knows? I think the vaccine is bullshit. After having been vaccinated and having gotten COVID, I think the vaccine is total fucking bullshit. Like the flu vaccine.
I mean, you know.
You know, that everybody gets every year and still gets flu every year. So what the fuck?
Because it's a different strain.
Yeah.
You got a different strain.
Right. Because it's bullshit. If it doesn't vaccinate against the fucking disease, it's not a vaccine.
That part I do understand.
You notice how everybody who's gotten like a measles vaccine never gets the measles?
Right.
Or a fucking smallpox vaccine never gets smallpox? It's not like you get the smallpox vaccine and get a reduced, even more transmissible version of fucking smallpox. Right. You don't get smallpox.
Right.
That's what a vaccine does.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, yeah, that's been the problem with it. It was sold to us on a completely different premise than what it actually is.
Every single person who gets the vaccine stops the virus in its tracks. That's the word everybody on the fucking news said.
Yeah.
That is a quote.
Which does none of that.
From the news and Jen Psaki and fucking Joe Biden and all the experts that we're supposed to listen to the science from.
How about that guy? He's been pretty good, right?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Oh, he's doing great.
It's like
bang up job.
Eating ice cream and falling asleep.
I mean,
it's fucking awesome.
Look.
I mean, it sounds like the perfect job.
Yeah.
If that's all you have to do is eat ice cream and nap.
Yeah, I don't know why Trump was working so hard.
I don't
fucking
either.
Idiot.
What an idiot.
What a dummy.
Fucking moron.
What a retard.
Jeez. I've probably watched a lot of shit too, but it's been so fucking long.
Let's see. Spider-Man came out. I think we talked about Spider-Man. Oh, I watched The Matrix, the new Matrix.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch it?
No, I have no interest because The Matrix isn't good.
Okay, then yeah, you won't like it.
No.
It's not... Okay, the first Matrix movie is great, so I know you're wrong about that, but
it's
fine.
It's bad.
Two and three suck, but the first one is great.
But it's a bad movie.
Sure, it's great.
It's Star Wars.
It's better than Star Wars.
But it's the same category of movie.
I agree.
Star Wars is great fun, but not a great fucking movie.
Okay, we'll come back to The Matrix. Okay. I've been playing this Pirates game. Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
And I played with this regular crew.
You don't talk to me anymore because you play that.
It's facts. I didn't really have COVID. I just didn't want to do the podcast because it would have took away from pirate sailing.
Jesus.
This kid I'm playing with in there, he's like 25 years old. I play with him almost every day. We started talking about Star Wars on accident. Oh, because Boba Fett came out and I watched Boba Fett. It's fine if you like Star Wars.
I haven't watched it. I don't care.
That's the right decision. But I mean, if you liked The Mandalorian...
I did enjoy that.
Give Boba Fett a try. It's similar. Mm. He's taking over Jabba's kingdom now that Jabba's dead.
Okay.
That's it.
I guess I can watch the same thing over again.
It's like a mafia show where he's the mob, the new mob boss trying to establish himself in Mos Espa.
Gotcha.
Anyway, he has the most fucked up hot take on Star Wars I've ever heard.
Uh-oh.
He thinks... The originals are not good. The prequels are better than the originals. And the new trilogy...
Because he grew up with the prequels.
...is better. He thinks the newest trilogy is the best Star Wars.
I mean, it's the second best Star Wars because it's better than the prequels.
No.
But...
He thinks that is like top tier shit. He thinks those movies are the best movies.
Those movies are bad.
Yeah.
They have good parts, but they're bad.
We've been having this argument for like 3 weeks now, me and him and this other dude who's like closer to my age about how wrong he is about Star Wars. And he insists that we're just old boomers and don't get it and that the old Star Wars movies are bad.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it's fucking insane.
Because that's... No. No, that's not how that works.
He thinks CG huts don't look like shit. Like, his eyes open up and see a CG Jabba the Hutt and thinks it looks better than the puppet.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that's possible. It's not like, this is not an objective opinion. The CG Hutts universally look like shit.
Yeah.
He thinks CG Yoda looks better than puppet Yoda.
CG Yoda was awful.
Yes.
That's garbage.
All the CG in those movies is fucking bad.
It's really bad. Jesus Christ.
He's insane. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Like, he's pro Greedo shooting first. Like, I don't understand this mentality. I don't understand how this human being exists. It's fucking bizarre.
I just want to go and talk to him and then just shit all over the whole series.
Well, yeah, I've done that too.
It's all garbage.
I've done that too. I'm like, well, look, first of all, they're all bad movies.
I mean, Star Trek is objectively superior in every way.
I mean, that's not even a debate.
Well, it is to people like that.
Those people are dumb and don't know anything.
I know.
So anyway, back to The Matrix. It's fine. Like, it's really getting shit on for being a garbage movie, but I'm like, well, it's better than 2 and 3.
That's not hard, though.
No.
It's not a fucking task to make that happen.
It's not a good movie that I would recommend to anybody, but if you're, like, feeling nostalgic for The Matrix, they just recreate a lot of scenes from The Matrix in it.
Oh, I gotcha.
And they're like, oh, remember this thing from The Matrix? And it had a and the villain was Neil Patrick Harris, and that's fun.
Speaking of Neil Patrick,
it was it was fine. It was fun. They came up with a good premise to bring the whole fucking thing back.
Sure.
And have Neo back in the Matrix and not remembering that he's Neo. Hmm. And they kept, like, his psychiatrist kept feeding him blue pills to keep him from remembering that he's Neo.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dumb fucking movie, but
sounds like it.
It had some fun, you know, Matrix action in it, and it did some dumb, fun Matrix things, but yeah.
You know, I think, so, I really, really enjoyed Neil Patrick Harris when he did, like, Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
That's a good...
Fantastic in that.
Yeah. He's also really good in Starship Troopers.
You know what? I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Neil Patrick Harris dressed up like a Nazi at the end of Starship Troopers is just awesome.
Okay. Is that like the remake or the original? Didn't they do a remake recently?
I don't think so.
I thought they did a reboot.
They've done a bunch of sequels, but...
Oh, okay. I thought they did a reboot of it.
No, there were two... there were two live-action sequels. There was at least one, maybe two CG sequels. And then there was a... series on like sci-fi or something, like a CG series.
Maybe it was a series I was thinking of. Okay.
Nothing but the original is good. The original is a fucking masterpiece, but all the sequels sucked.
So recently my woman has been watching television shows she loved.
Okay.
And she watched through Friends, and I had to watch a bunch of that.
Sorry.
Friends is It was funny when two certain actors were on screen, but nobody else.
I would watch...
Like, Joey and Chandler were pretty fucking funny together, but the rest of the cast is mostly awful.
I would rather watch The Matrix 3 on repeat than fucking
Friends. Yeah, but you know
Friends.
What? You know what I wouldn't rather watch?
What?
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, God, that's the worst
show
ever made.
That show is fucking as bad as The Big Bang Show.
It's worse.
Holy fuck.
At least, like, The Big Bang Show, he says Xbox 360, not Xbox, and I'm like, I get the reference because I've played an Xbox. He said it's Halo. It's not Halo. It's Halo 3. Bam, snap. He said Bazinga.
But like,
I get a chuckle.
But like Barney Miller in there, or Barney Stinson, whatever the fuck. He's not funny.
He's not funny. Nobody in that show is funny. Everybody is overacting.
Anybody who ever modeled their life after any character in that show
should be fucking embarrassed.
They should. It's fucking just. There's no comedy.
Yeah. No, that show is fucking terrible. The writing is bad. All of the characters are boring.
I never watched it.
The acting is shit.
My God, I'm glad I never watched it.
I've seen more of it than I care to.
I'd rather watch Friends.
Yeah.
Friends is objectively funnier.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of funny sometimes.
I'd watch an entire season of Friends before I'd watch a single episode of fucking How I Met Your Mother. It's the worst fucking sitcom ever made.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Wow. Really fucking bad.
Yeah.
Allison Hannigan's fucking hot, though.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I mean, there's a reason.
The other chick in there.
Yeah.
but
Colby Smulders.
Yeah, is that what her name is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's in a couple of them Avengers movies.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking bad.
Allison Hannigan is banging. That show sucks.
It's fucking garbage.
It's real fucking bad, man. I don't understand its popularity. Like Big Bang Theory, I understand its popularity. Look at these nerds acting like nerds. That's funny. Yeah. Oh, I've heard of Batman.
I didn't think any of that was funny.
It's not. But I get it. I get why people laughed at it. I get why people laugh at Howard's fucking racist Jewish mother.
I guess.
She's just always shouting at him and she's just always like, Howard, I get it. I get why people laugh at it. It's basic. It's not good, but I get it.
All right.
There's nothing funny.
No.
In How I Met Your Mother.
Why are you telling your children this story?
Yeah.
I can't wrap my fucking brain around that because he's talking about everything he was doing with exes and
yeah.
I'm like, why? Why would this be a conversation you'd fucking have?
Yeah, for 6 years.
Right. No, it was longer than that.
Yeah, like whatever.
That show was like 9 seasons.
Show sucks.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, spoilers. The mom is dead. Fuck that show.
Oh, is she? Good.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it ends. Spoilers. This is how I Met Your Mother ends. The mother is dead. And now he's married to Colby Smulders.
Bob Saget's the narrator, though.
Yeah. You know who else is dead?
Bob Saget.
You know why? Punishment for that fucking show.
God damn.
Fuck that show.
Oh, fuck. I'm glad you feel as strongly about it as I do, because it's fucking terrible.
I was forced to watch more of that show than I cared to, and it was fucking terrible every time, and I hated it. Hated.
I think the big part of it that I fucking hate is laugh tracks are just so bad.
Any show with a laugh track is bad.
Yeah.
There's one show that I would argue isn't bad that has a laugh track.
Yeah, most of the shows that
I guess you would say Cheers.
Cheers is a live studio audience.
Same thing. Like you can.
No, no.
They all claim they're a live studio audience.
Cheers was.
Okay.
Most of the shows in the 80s, like a lot of them were live studio audience, especially really popular ones. Like Fresh Prince was always a studio audience. Roseanne always. Even The Conners is still a studio audience.
Yeah.
Which,
fuck that show. I'm sure it's fine, but they shouldn't have killed Roseanne.
They shouldn't have. That
was bullshit.
I still watch it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And Jackie's like. Not Jackie. Jackie's pretty great in it, but fucking...
Peg Bundy?
Yeah. She's fucking like 60-something. She's still hot. She's
still hot.
Jesus Christ. That woman's a rock star.
I don't know what fucking Al was always bitching about, man. His wife was banging.
Oh my God, I saw this picture yesterday, and it was Ken Shamrock in 2021 looks like a roided-up Al Bundy. Jesus Christ, he does. I'll show
That's
you the picture
funny.
And post it on the group later.
All right.
But yeah, that's it. Do we have any emails after being gone for a month?
Yeah, we do. Let me think over in my brain and make sure we're not missing anything else I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, no, we're not.
All right.
I got to keep it kind of short.
I've been off for a month. They're going to get a half-hour episode.
Yep.
But at least they got a good rant about How I Met Your Mother and...
Abortion.
Abortion.
Because we're covering the real hard-hitting issues in society today.
We got 3 emails dating back from January 3rd and January 5th. Actually, let me double check one thing before I say that. Let me make sure there's nothing in my junk folder.
From M. Warren Askins.
Yeah, nothing in junk. So all right.
I have something to drink.
There's Diet Coke right there in the fridge. Ronnie writes in.
Oh my God. Hello, Ronnie.
He says, my once a year extra long email, and you're not getting out of here early. Dear Abbott and Costello. Which one am I?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Abbott!
There you go.
I hope this email finds you both doing well and that you both enjoyed the holidays. This email came in when I was popping a 102-degree fever, so it did not find me doing well, but
and,
thank you.
And, you know, my, part of my family has been, you know, in the hospital.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, shit. I'll talk to you about the show after that. I'm going to ask about that. Now where to start? Will you stop bringing up depressing shit like abortions and hospital visits and fucking How I Met Your Mother? I think April asked about holiday traditions. My favorite while young was Christmas house hopping. In a nutshell, you'd have like 10 families and everyone in the group would start at the first house and have appetizers, and you'd stay there for like an hour, then you'd travel to another person's house for super drinks. Eventually, you made it through the night stopping at multiple houses, having drinks, dessert, dinner, and so on.
Fuck yeah, just gorging yourself.
That sounds fun, but yeah. When he started it, I thought it was going to be like, you ever seen the Christmas episode of It's Always Sunny, where the tradition is, like, you go to somebody else's house, and that's where all your presents are, and you just...
Yeah, so just Mac, where they're robbing people.
Mac and his family breaking into houses and stealing all their Christmas presents.
I do remember one of the traditions in Ronnie's family was his aunt made this stuff called gritty gravy, and it was fucking incredible.
All right.
But apparently his family's really weird, and like they fought over the recipe. They didn't want everybody to have the recipe. And yeah.
That's
so nobody gets
just to let people have anymore. Delicious fucking yeah, I don't food, assholes. That. Don't be precious with your recipes, families.
Right.
Oh my God, April made me this fucking shepherd's pie last night.
Yeah.
It was so goddamn good.
Sounds good.
She put a little cayenne pepper in it at the last minute. Nice. I think it really set it off. Cayenne pepper goes in everything.
Yeah.
That's a pro tip.
I use it a lot.
I think you guys brought up Atlas Shrugged.
Oh God. The only reason I know anything about this book is from hanging out with Ronnie, who read the fucking tome.
Yeah.
And
then modeled his whole life on
it. Gave me a synopsis of it, like, every time we hung out. Like, so, in this one chapter, John Galt was given a speech to blobbity bloobity blah. I'm like, fuck, dude. Okay.
If I'm going to read a book for political ideas, it's not going to be Atlas Shrugged. It's going to be Warhammer 40,000 books, because I want to live in a fucking dystopian Nazi hellscape.
I own Mein Kampf, so.
Oh. Perfect. Same thing. I'll give you a quick cliff notes. Here you go, Colin. You haven't heard this before. The government keeps nationalizing businesses for the greater good and passing shitty laws. John Galt shows up and starts convincing all these captains of industry types to disappear with him to this magical place in Colorado and let their companies fail. There's a bunch of really long speeches. Finally, the whole country collapses and John Galt takes over the airwaves and makes such a long speech that I skipped over it. I mean, yeah, we've all played Bioshock. We get it. We know what Atlas Shrugged is. You ever played Bioshock, Colin?
I haven't, but I own it and I want to play it.
Play Bioshock.
It's on my Look, radar.
You don't need to read Atlas Shrugged if you've played Bioshock.
That's fair.
Because it's the same thing.
I've seen a lot of gameplay from Bioshock. It's really fucking cool.
Bro, that game is fucking awesome.
The big brothers and little sisters.
All that shit is cool. Awesome. Like, the kind of open-ended nature of combat in it is cool. And the story is fucking great. The setting is cool as shit because you're in this, like...
It is.
...collapsing underwater city.
Yep.
It's not a bad read, and the story is pretty good. The issue is that Ayn Rand decided to write a good story, but also decided to squeeze in an explanation of her philosophy, objectivism. That's basically where all the extra long speeches come from. It's probably a must read if you find yourself to be a hardcore libertarian type. I used to be, but now I'm a hardcore. I really just...
Political parties are fucking dumb.
Yeah, I really just want the God Emperor to turn us into the most fascist of Nazi regimes where we kill all Xenos and mutants.
Okay.
I think the God Emperor has some really good ideas. And the Inquisition is great. They just kind of murder everybody who questions him. What's wrong with any of this? The hardcore type, meaning those who think everything should be privately owned. I don't think you should be allowed to own anything. In fact, I think the only thing that anybody should own is the government should own people. For instance, all roads would be toll roads. I think Ron Paul was the last gasp of libertarian ideals going mainstream. Libertarians like Ron Paul made things sound great, but once people read the fine print, a lot of people stopped supporting him. For instance, open borders. Libertarians are for open borders, but to get open borders, you cut all government handouts, thus cutting incentive for people to come here. I think if you look at either side of the aisle or at the individual level, everyone has their favorite government handout. That could range from child tax credits to national parks. Personally, my favorite government handout is when they put their hand out and take all my money.
That wouldn't be your favorite.
That's my favorite. I love it when they take all my money.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you love that?
I love when I can't, I'm not even allowed to own property because of the government.
Yeah,
so man. If I can't own property, nobody should own anything except the government, who should own people.
I heard somebody the other day talk about how it's conspiracy and the government's places are buying up all these houses and homes because the government doesn't want you to own anything. I'm like, you don't own shit. And if you didn't fucking like have leases on the land or whatever, then you wouldn't be able to pay property taxes and they wouldn't be able to leech more money off of you.
Yeah.
They want you to own houses.
Right.
Like that's fucking the dumbest line of logic I've ever heard.
Speaking of books that have extra long speeches with political ideas shoved in for no reason, have you ever read the Ender's Game book?
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah. Okay, so at some point, there's like a whole fucking series of books based off Ender's Game. And the Ender's Shadow series, in like the third book, there's a character who shows up out of nowhere, has nothing to do with anything. It's just like some old man, and it's just an entire chapter of this old man giving a speech about why homosexuality is bad and damaging to the human race.
Jesus Christ.
And about how how all homosexuals need to force themselves to be heterosexuals.
Is this a direct reflection of the beliefs of
yes.
Orson Scott Card?
He's a hardcore anti-gay activist.
Gotcha.
But like has nothing to do with anything else in the book. The book is fucking great. Besides this one chapter that has nothing to do with anything in the middle of the book where a guy gives a speech about fucking how, well, I used to have those desires and then I forced myself to have a wife and kids and everybody needs to mate.
I'm super happy now.
And I'm super happy now. Yeah. Bro. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It has nothing to do with the political intrigue of like fucking Bean trying to unify all the world governments. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just this character comes out of nowhere and gives a speech about how gay therapy worked for him.
Hmm.
Like, this is fucking weird, bro. Leave this chapter out. It was unnecessary. Otherwise, excellent series. I hate that you guys hate The Witcher. I will agree the first two Witcher games don't hold up, but The Witcher 3 is one of my favorite games. You know, everybody keeps telling me I need to try Witcher 3.
I just don't, I mean, on the PC, it's probably a lot better than it is on
but,
a console. Because I played it on console and the controls suck.
Yeah.
Keyboard and mouse might be a way better way to play that game.
Because the second one sucked. I played like 2 hours of
it. I played three, that was it, because everybody was sucking the dicks of CD Projekt Red.
Yeah. And then Cyberpunk came out and they're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we were wrong this whole time. You were. Those games are all bad. Basically, the Witcher games take off from the end of the books. So the reason you have two swords... No, I know why you have two swords is because Geralt is already a Witcher and requires a steel sword for non-monsters and silver sword for monsters. No, I understand all that. It's mechanically clumsy and fucking muddy, and the fact that you start the games like that makes it fucking almost impossible to figure out how fucking combat works. It's a garbage system. I understand narratively why it exists.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why in sequels to like Metroid games, they always concoct a reason for her to lose all her abilities.
It's because you gain them and have to learn them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you start the game with 100 fucking abilities, you'll never know which ones to use.
Yeah, like it's almost the same with like Symphony of the Night.
Right.
Alucard shows up and he's a fucking badass. Yeah. And then all his powers, all his weapons
all
taken away.
All his shit goes away. So you can fucking learn it piece by piece. Exactly.
That's how a tutorial should be.
The spells, potions, and alchemy stuff isn't really needed, but helpful in The Witcher 3. If I can figure out the mechanics and such in The Witcher 3, I'm pretty sure you guys could figure it out pretty quickly. After playing The Witcher 3, I now have a hard time playing most games that don't have whorehouses.
Of course. God damn.
Plus the duo... Plus, the two DLCs were almost new games all by themselves. All right.
That is one thing CD Projekt Red did, because they didn't charge for any of that shit. It was all free.
Well, at least we know it's all about the whores.
Right.
Last but not least... Oh, wait. Nope. Hold on. There's a whole other paragraph I almost missed. As for the Netflix series, it's basically garbage. I like the first season, so I disagree. The only good thing about it is that Superman does a great job as Geralt. You want to watch the show, my advice is to just fast forward past any scene he isn't in. But then you don't get to see that fucking Triss's tits a whole lot. And you get to see that chick's tits a whole lot.
Okay.
So why would you fast forward past that?
I don't know.
This dude's talking about whorehouses and video games, but then the real tits are on the screen and he's like, nah, miss me with real titties. I just want them computer titties.
I mean, computer titties are pretty nice now.
It's true. Last but not least, Halo Infinite. I bought the Master Chief Collection and played through all the games and pretty much enjoyed all of it except for the online play. It's not fun at all to play online with keyboard and mouse. Well, did you try to get good? With Halo Infinite, I think 343 made an effort to make the game more balanced for keyboard and mouse. The campaign was pretty fun as well, but not exactly thought out as far as the story goes. There is a bunch of stuff that happens before the game takes place and connects to Halo 5 and some other Halo game that isn't an FPS, Halo Wars. So the only way of getting an understanding of what happened prior is to collect all these audio logs hidden all over the map. Outside of that, you get a bunch of really good boss battles and mini-boss battles. Worth checking out later, Ronnie. I played like the first 45 minutes of Halo Infinite. I'm like, oh yeah.
Was it as good as Halo 2 and 1 LAN parties?
No.
Okay, then it doesn't matter.
It was the only thing
that mattered.
It felt exactly like Halo, and I'm like,
okay,
yeah, this game was fun 20 years ago. I'm good. I don't need it again. I don't need to play this game anymore. Thank you for writing in, Ronnie. I disagree with you about The Witcher. Maybe I'll try Witcher 3 and change my mind, though. I was looking through games that are free to play on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
And Dragon Quest XI is on there, so I'm going to play a Dragon Quest game, Colin. I've never played a Dragon Quest.
Okay.
So, I'm doing that.
It's supposed to be decent. If you like Akira Toriyama art, you'll really like it.
Well, they're supposed to be like, you know, in Japan, the way we treat Final Fantasy, Japan treats Dragon Quest, so.
Well, that's, I think a lot of that has to do with the art style of the game, too, because, you know,
like at one point,
Toriyama's like a god there.
At one point in Japan, they had to, like, force them to start releasing video games on weekends because
people wouldn't go to work.
People wouldn't go to work when Dragon Quest games specifically came out. Connor writes in. He says, lava lamp. This dude got a lava lamp. I don't know if you fucking know.
I know.
Your brother got a lava lamp?
It's globby. Globular.
Bro.
It's globular. Yeah, I know. I understand.
I mean, I get it. I got a lava lamp once, too.
Yeah, me too.
When I was...
Oh, no. I never had a lava lamp because lava lamps are gay. You know what are awesome? Lightning balls. I still got one of those bitches, so fuck you, Connor.
Yeah.
Who's cooler now? Also, I had a black light. Boom.
I'm going to read this whole email to you. You ready?
How long is it?
It's not very long.
Okay, good.
Guess what it says.
What?
I got a lava lamp.
Globular.
It's blobular.
Blobular. Oh, shit.
It goes up and it goes down. It's globular. Majestic.
Is that a fucking haiku? Did Connor write a haiku?
It's not quite a haiku. Definitely a poem.
Okay.
Real question. If the lava is inside, shouldn't it be a magma lamp?
I don't know. That sounds like nerd shit. Nobody
Connor,
cares.
Welcome to the 1970s. I'm glad you caught up.
He does have a totally 70s floor lamp, too. He was born in the wrong era.
Oh, fuck. He writes in again. The subject line is JWST. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Juiced?
I have no idea.
At the time of this email, the James Webb Space Telescope had a successful launch and deployment is going smoothly. Was the launch globular?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Did it go up and then it goes down?
I mean, it went up. It will come down eventually.
It's blobular.
Okay.
Tell Colin to bring me on the podcast so I can talk about it. I want to gush about science.
I keep forgetting.
Well, it's too late now. It's fucking a month old. Nobody cares about it.